another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we hear from Kevin Duncan. So Kevin is a business advisor, marketing expert, motivational speaker, and author. He's written 20 books which have sold over 180,000 copies and been translated into over 12 languages. After 20 years in advertising and direct marketing, he has spent the last 18 years as an independent troubleshooter, advising companies on how to improve. So today Kevin will be talking about creativity and how to improve it, inspired by his book, The Smart Thinking Book. Now over to Kevin.
Creativity 1. Build a greenhouse. Creativity needs a decent place to flourish, and yet many offices are sterile environments. Air conditioning, poor light, or no natural light. Airless basements. This is no place to be inventive, let alone hold a brainstorm. Research shows that people have more ideas when the ceiling is high and if the walls are painted blue. It reminds them of unfettered nature, a world with no boundaries. As the famous explorer Thor Heyerdahl once remarked, "Borders, I've never seen one, but I have heard that they exist in the minds of some people." So if you crave creativity, create an environment to help. And that means a greenhouse where ideas can grow and be nurtured. Creativity 2. Fuzzy front end. The fuzzy front end is a phrase often used to describe the messy, uncertain bit at the beginning of any project. At this stage, it may not be particularly evident how things are going to progress or how it's all going to come together. Don't panic. It's normal in any creative endeavour. In fact, as business author Max McEwen points out, the fuzziness never really leaves as long as you're attempting to do something new. In fact, he argues, there's often a fuzzy middle bit and a fuzzy back end as well. So relax into it. The best creative cultures and individuals are comfortable with ambiguity. As Aristotle noted, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Creativity 3. Destroy to create. All creativity involves some form of shot in the dark. Discovery consists of seeing what everyone else has seen and thinking what nobody has thought. A leap from A to B, often via a somewhat unexpected C. Small, incremental development of something that is already well established usually fails to provide sufficient differentiation. So an element of destruction is needed. Start by utterly destroying the current version, solution, product, or whatever it is that you're grappling with. Clear the decks and try starting again. Approach the challenge from two very different directions. What do I know about it? And what don't I know about it? Somewhere in the answers to those two questions lies a new originality. Creativity 4. Kill more good ideas. It is fashionable to regard having lots of ideas as an indicator of a healthy business. But it's not necessarily the number of ideas that matters, it's how good they are, and whether they ever get done. In many cases, concentrating on too many ideas spreads resources too thinly. And that can be as detrimental to success as not having many ideas at all. So, don't just get rid of the bad ideas, kill some good ones as well. Especially if they are not quite good enough. This will leave all the available resource free to concentrate on those that have the potential to be truly great. Creativity 5. Turn ors into ands. Sometimes quantity is the first step when generating creative ideas. Out of a large volume of suggestions comes something workable and better. If that's the case, then the language used in creative conversations can have a deep bearing on whether you and your team are likely to get anywhere. Roger Martin, one of the great innovation and design thinkers of recent times, expressed this as, "Managers need to take ors and turn them into ands." In other words, instead of saying, "We could do this or this," the discussion should concentrate on, "We could do this and this." This is, of course, the opposite view to killing many ideas and just ending up with a few. But it is interesting to note that the majority of the great companies with a reputation for creativity and innovation, such as Virgin and Procter & Gamble, tried many things first and just kept the winners. Creativity 6. The slow hunch. When it comes to creativity, so-called aha or eureka moments are extremely unusual. According to Stephen Johnson, best-selling author of Where Good Ideas Come From, most great ideas start with a hunch and slowly develop. It all starts when you brief yourself. This is you telling your depth mind or subconscious what the task in hand is. Don't expect fireworks immediately, and don't labour over it too much. The harder you think, the worse it can get. If you write down the rough idea, it is more likely to emerge as a breakthrough later. Probably when you're doing something different entirely, which is why so many people have excellent ideas when they're in the shower, jogging, or painting a wall. Have confidence in the slow hunch. Creativity 7. Novelty overload. Everybody loves new stuff. For some reason, it's usually more interesting than the old stuff. But companies need to beware of novelty overload. New ideas fight for attention, time, and resources, and can prove very distracting if not properly channeled. The knack is to pursue ruthless pruning of projects and a healthy cynicism about the amount of time and resource a new idea will soak up. I had a monumental idea this morning, but I didn't like it. So said Samuel Goldwyn, founder of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Film Company. It takes courage to recognise something for what it is, and then reject it, if necessary, in the interests of the greater good. So next time you or your team has an apparently brilliant idea, first consider rejecting it. Creativity 8. Quitting can be winning. Sometimes there's no point in carrying on. In business, this thought can lend two helpful perspectives. First, some people and companies simply don't want to give up what they've had up until now. This may be the right thing to do, but where creativity is required, hanging on to old ways is rarely productive. Second, when everyone has become far too committed to something that clearly isn't working, then pulling out can be the best option. Although painful, quitting is better than persisting with something substandard. Pulling the plug on any project requires bravery, particularly when everyone has invested so much time and effort. But sometimes it's the right thing to do. Creativity 9. Ham and eggs. Chicken equals involved, pig equals committed. Martina Navratilova was described as the greatest singles, doubles and mixed doubles player who's ever lived. That was some compliment, coming from former world number one player Billie Jean King. This is what Martina had to say about commitment. Other players are involved in tennis, but I'm committed. It's like ham and eggs. The chicken is involved, the pig is committed. So there you have it. If you want to push creativity to the limit, you need to be fully committed. There's no point in going into it half-hearted. In fact, if you do find yourself losing enthusiasm, then you might reasonably conclude that the idea is not good enough. So try harder. Creativity 10. Create a done wall. A done wall is something proposed by Scott Belsky in his book Making Ideas Happen. Done walls are a highly motivating idea. Put everything the team has done on the wall as massive checklists, thereby continually reminding everyone of how much progress has been made. It makes the place look like a productivity factory, so no one sits around worrying that they're not getting anywhere. Beware that there's a huge difference between these true steps of progress and other irrelevant stuff that has no bearing on forward motion. Procrastinators typically do far too much insecurity work. Stuff with no intended outcome that is quick enough to do without them or anyone else realising that it's actually a waste of time. So the done wall is the home of genuinely helpful pieces of progress that confirm to everyone that you're really getting somewhere.
Thank you so much to Kevin Duncan. Now do keep out for his other episodes on our Inside Knowledge series. You can check these out on our Inside Knowledge playlist. Do remember, keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, and we'll be sharing other podcasts and books from experts such as Kevin Duncan. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.